Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very, very, very special guest today. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Oh my God, we are here at my really hot apartment, and Robin's come over, brought some cute Tostitos and like caramel corn. Thank you for bringing them.
Oh yes, definitely. You got some cute snacks. We got some, you know, little wine, Tisdale wine.
Yes. If you guys have ever gone to like any sort of like liquor store, Tisdale wine is always there, especially in California. And I always call it my Ashley wine. I don't need to explain it. You already know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Robin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. We just had a... Anytime someone comes over to my house, we always have like an hour-long conversation mm-hmm. before the podcast. But we're doing good.
We're doing really good. We had a catch-up. We haven't seen each other in a while. So, you know,
I haven't seen Robin since 2020. It's been way too long. I'm very happy to be reunited at my place. But yeah, Robin, speaking of which, how did we meet?
We met through a mutual friend, probably like, I think it was like 2018 or 2019.
I think 2018. That sounds right to me. I remember we met at a party. And
Party was it? Do you remember?
I don't know. There were so many parties.
I know.
But you walked in. Maybe it was a costume party. I don't know. You walked in the door, and I had seen a lot of pictures. I knew who you were. And then we both looked at each other, and I'm like, "Are you Robin?" And then you're like, "Are you Jana?" And then it just like was kind of instant. Yay. So it was really cute and fun. I was really excited to meet you. But yeah. So, Robin, where are you from?
I'm from here, San Diego, California.
Yay!
I was born actually in the border of Mexico, city of Tijuana.
I did not know that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so I was born there, but I've lived here in San Diego ever since I was like 1-2 years old. This is my home, and
Do you speak Spanish?
I do speak a little Spanish. Oh, I say I'm fluent, but I'm like very bad fluent.
Is it rough?
Like, it's very rough, but I can speak it if I need to.
Aww.
Yeah.
This is a random question. Did you study abroad?
I did not study abroad, but that is something I wish I did and always wanted to do.
Yeah.
I would have done Spain, because Spain has always been my number one travel destination because of... Can you guess? Can you take a guess?
Cheetah Girls 2?
Yes!
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I get it completely.
Yeah, that has always been like something I've wanted to do. So that's something I hope to do in the next like year or two.
Yes, we'll were literally see. Just talking about Robin's future plan. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, so didn't study abroad, but. Yeah. Did you study abroad?
I think you did. Right? I studied abroad when I was 20 years old in Paris. Just because, like, every young girl from America dreams of going to Paris and wearing cute clothes and. There's a lot of fashion there. So that was fun. That was challenging, but it was very fun.
That'd be nice. It was cool.
Yeah. But I went to Spain for literally a day, and it was so fun. I loved it.
One day.
Yeah. Barcelona. Duh.
Yeah.
And I did feel like Galleria. I guess, like, it's funny how all these movies, like, Lizzie McGuire movie and Cheetah Girls 2, and do you remember Monte Carlo?
Yeah.
I knew you
were. That was a good one.
With Selena Gomez. And it did you watch Glee ever?
I watched a little bit of it. Okay. I got to watch it more because I know I would enjoy all
you
of it.
Like,
I do know the
you
characters.
You really would. Yeah. But I say that because me and Robin have very similar tastes in like TV shows.
Yeah.
So I think she would. But yeah, no. Random. Why did I say that? I brought that up because the guy who played Finn in that show, who is no longer with us, makes me really sad.
I was actually really sad when I found that out.
Mm-hmm. Cory Monteith, RIP.
Also, RIP to Naya Rivera. Her death was so
tragic. Oh my God, when she died, I was like, or when she disappeared, I was like, please find her.
Please find her. It was horrible.
I love Naya Rivera. She's beautiful and funny and talented. And I read her autobiography after she died, and she's amazing. I was really sad.
I know.
What's like really one sad. Celebrity death, like aside from like those that you were like, oh God, this sucks?
Let's see. So celebrity, well, one that I really remember was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, he was like a huge star, and I remember I was with my friend and her mom, and like, it was all on the news. Yeah. We were at her house, and then we went out for a drive, and they were playing his music all over the radio.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the one that really sticks out to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's, I don't know. When things like that happen, I guess Whitney Houston was another one where it was, like, really tragic.
Yeah.
Like, just because she was so young and, like,
that's
I don't know.
True.
So many. People gone just, Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, Bob Sackett was actually.
I know!
I know.
It was kind of like losing a dad. dad, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That was, I thought about that the other day, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's no longer with, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because I had actually followed his wife on Instagram.
His wife is beautiful.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And they seem to have, like, such a great relationship. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I feel, like, so sad for her,
I don't know. No one wants to lose their significant other, like, when they still have so much life ahead of them. So I feel, yeah, I always feel so terrible for them. But I guess, oh my God, so much just, like, 2000s nostalgia, 90s as well. I've actually, like, talked about this on this podcast before. Okay, so if you had to, fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, okay, who?
Aunt Becky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were like, let me change it for you.
I was going to change it for you because I was going to
do that. Okay, I could also do Mel.
Okay, okay, fine, fine. Okay.
We could do both.
Let's do both. Okay. Uncle Jesse or, oh my God, there's not a lot of grown. I'm not trying to choose one of the sisters because that's not.
They were
that's
young.
All right. They were too young, even though they're all of age now. Okay, do you remember that girlfriend that Danny Tanner had who was like the newscaster who he met and then he proposed to her at Disneyland?
I don't think I remember that.
Okay, let me choose another girl who's in the show. Oh my God, I don't know. Fuck
yeah, they don't really.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah. Okay, so Aunt Becky, Kimmy Gibbler,
and
or
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. Okay, I would marry Aunt Becky because she's like, she's real pretty. She's like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I would fuck Uncle Jesse.
Yeah! Okay, God. He is hot.
And then, sorry, Kimmy Gibbler. You could be kind of annoying, even though, you know, you do bring the comedy, but
she does.
You're kind of annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, okay, would I switch it? Okay, I think I would, I don't know, because I, like, think John Stamos is really hot, but mm-hmm. I also don't know how good of a husband he would be, or Uncle Jesse, too.
Right.
I think I'd marry him. I would fuck, Aunt Becky. Kimmy Gibbler, I'm sorry. She is one of my favorite characters.
She's actually funny,
I relate
you know?
To her the most just because uh-huh. she's, like, so wild and, like, off the hinge. And she's, like, very, like, she... Remember the episode where she got married in Vegas?
Yeah.
That was... Yeah, I liked that a lot. And I liked how all of the dad... Like, Danny hated her, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
She's fun. We're talking about a lot. I've seen... That was a good show. That was, like, really
one.
Raised
it was a good
me.
One.
Yes. Okay, I guess we'll get to Disney Channel.
Okay.
So tell me what your, like, life was as far as, like, Disney Channel watching it, your favorite TV shows, what it meant to you, your favorite DCOMs, everything.
So Disney Channel to me has always been, like, my thing. Like, yes. Growing up, I loved watching Disney Channel. It was on all the time at my house. Like, I did watch Nickelodeon. I love Nickelodeon shows, but Disney was my thing.
Yes.
I love Disney Channel. I mean, I grew up, like, probably starting off with, like, Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah!
But just, you know, I love Hilary Duff.
We're pretty much the same age, so it makes sense. Yes. She's a 90s kid, too. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And so Hilary Duff, Lizzie McGuire, I loved. Mm-hmm. And then That's the Raven, yes. hilarious.
Yes.
Loved Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yes.
Hannah Montana. And then, you know, like, Wizards of Waverly Place, Sunny with a Chance, some
yes.
of those shows, and then obviously so many DCOMs
yes.
I'm just obsessed with, and, like, the Disney Channel music.
Yes.
And I loved all the celebrities. I had their posters just...
You did? Wait, was your entire room? Me too. Yeah.
It was, like, entirely the posters of Disney
that
Channel
was my,
stars.
My whole wall. It was...
And this was me in high school.
Same here. Like, I didn't want people... I was kind of... So I had Hilary Duff posters everywhere and some other people. Like, I had Raven a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe the Olsen twins, kind of. But I was more, like, Hilary and then Raven. But, like,
okay. Yeah,
they were all over my room in high school. And I was, like, kind of embarrassed, like, a little bit. But I'm also, like, I can't let this go. It was conflicting. But, yeah, who was on your walls?
Well, definitely... Well, okay, so it's... First of all, like, Hilary Duff was my number one, but that was, like, when I was way younger, when I was, like, 6, 7.
Did you go to one of her concerts ever?
I never went, and mm-hmm. I never went to, like, a Disney Channel Stars mm-hmm. concert, like, when I was younger,
yeah.
and that was always my dream.
I know, I was gonna say, like, if anybody in my life...
Yeah, it just, I remember begging my parents in middle school to take me to Hannah Montana, to take me, there was a High School Musical tour concert, I remember, I did not go, unfortunately, but I wish.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in middle school... Obsessed, absolutely obsessed with Ashley Tisdale. She was my number one person.
Yeah.
Like, I love her dearly.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, my boyfriend's upstairs. We have differing opinions on this.
Oh, okay.
Blonde or brunette Ashley Tisdale?
Ah, I mean, she looks great either way.
Yes. I mean, she's beautiful.
Uh-huh. Well, I think she's more, like, naturally brunette, yes. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And I know she's naturally curly hair, too.
Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I knew that because I have naturally curly hair, and then when I found out she had naturally curly hair, when she's always, like, a straight blonde on TV, I'm just like, oh, wait, she's kind of like me. I'm kind of like her.
Yeah.
But not really. But, maybe blonde because it's iconic. It but is iconic. She looks great natural.
I think, and like both me and Ashley are like fake blondes and with brown eyes. And I like her with brown hair because I think it brings out her more. But I also like myself better as blonde, so it's kind of like conflicting. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
That's true.
It's funny because it's like because your hair is kind of red now.
Yeah, it's red now, but it's naturally just like brown.
Yeah, which it both, like, I love the red. It really goes with you. Both look good, but, you know, like, sometimes you associate, like, a hair color with someone, and maybe it's not their natural, but it, like, really embodies them, and I think the red embodies
some
you,
people,
know?
Some people, I, like, when I find out they're not natural blondes, I'm just like, wait, what?
I know! It's a mindfuck, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, but, besides Ashley Tisdale, in eighth grade, I fell in love with my number one, Demi Lovato.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I have loved them ever since, been my number one favorite singer. I know all their albums. I've seen them in concert many times.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how many times?
Probably, I think it's like 7 at this point. Oh, my God. I'm actually going to see Demi in month from now because they are going on, like, their first tour since, like, 2018, which is the last time I saw them.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually literally flying out to, well, they're going to be playing at the fair in Illinois.
Oh,
but
wow.
My friend lives in Missouri, and so we're driving out there to see Demi because we love Demi.
That is, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was, like, I think Demi is really, I admire their, like, candidness so much, like, especially with all the things they've struggled with, like, I like to live myself very, like, my life very honestly and, like, be open about my problems, but, like, being a celebrity and doing that is extremely hard, so I really admire their efforts to do
no,
that.
No, I love that about Demi, but I also just, in general, like, have always loved their voice,
yeah,
their
beautiful
music,
voice, yeah,
their personality, just everything.
Yeah. I always felt like slightly too old, even though Demi is older than me.
Yeah.
But it's funny how, because I love Taylor Duff and she's 7 years older than me, so it's funny how you always look up to someone who's older.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting, but, no, Demi is, like, such a badass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Demi's awesome.
I really think it's very influential in a lot of ways that I think a lot of people are afraid to be, so yeah.
Yeah.
Props to Demi.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What did you think of the whole engagement thing?
So, I was actually really happy for Demi. I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
Demi
was
found
very,
love. Mm-hmm. But I've always loved Demi with Wilmer Valderrama, although that's, like, way history.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I just think that's so freaking cute because it's, like, he's such a cutie. I love that 70s show. Mm-hmm. I love Fez is my favorite character, and I was like, it makes a lot of sense.
Especially,
I love an odd couple, too. It's kind of like, wait, how did they get together? But
yeah, and I just feel like he was very supportive through everything. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I was really happy for their engagement. Mm-hmm. But then once, you know, I don't know if you heard about all the drama.
Wait, so
but
this is, we're not, drama? Wilmer and Demi did not get engaged.
No.
It was with this other person named Max?
His name is Max.
Yeah.
X? I don't know his last name, but Max.
Yes.
But there was drama with that with him. But I'm glad Demi has been able to, you know, get past that. And I know Demi has found their more queer side.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the, like, gender queer spectrum. And whenever Demi came out with Cool for the Summer, I was obsessed. Well, because I'm queer myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, hell yes, Demi is representing me. I love that song.
I do, too. I don't know. I think Demi has, like, if I may say this, like, out of, because, okay, I hate to compare, but, like, Selena, Demi, and Miley are kind of, like,
I've always loved the three of them, also.
Yeah, like, they all, I was never, like, super into any of them, and like I said, purely because of my age, and because I, like, you know, that spot was filled by Hillary, my heart, I can only have eyes for one person, but Demi, I thought always, like, I think they're the best writer. I'm not gonna
writer of songs.
Just songs that are very, like, cutting and, like, really get to
yeah,
you.
I would yeah. say the same, too. Yeah. I've always loved Miley. Like, mm-hmm. it made me upset when people were judging her through, like, her quote-unquote bad girl phase, you know?
Because she twerked with Michael. Wait, what the fuck am I saying?
Michael Bublé, yes.
That's not what I mean. What's his name? Robin Thicke.
Oh, wait, it wasn't Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think it's so dumb because we all have, like, we all experiment and, like, do maybe, like, unethical things or, like, do, like, risky things, like, in that time in our life. But she happened to be a celebrity, so it's publicized, so people judge her.
That's true.
Very unfairly when mm-hmm. we're all doing it. And yeah. Like, so I think it's bullshit. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dumb. Yeah. Yeah. But, so I guess, like, do you, yeah, what are your favorite DCOMs? Oh my God, we could talk about this, ooh, like, Tribeca, I know. Like, ladies forever.
I really do have, like, a few. Mm-hmm. So Smart House has always been one of my favorites.
Interesting, yeah.
I just loved it. I don't know mm-hmm. why. I thought that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Rip Girls was another good one.
Yeah, okay, that's mm-hmm. not one I come in here. Rip Girls
is cool. Cute.
Yeah.
I love Stuck in the Suburbs.
I do, too. Stuck in the Suburbs is a beautiful movie.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I love Danielle Panabaker. Well, she was one of my, like, crushes back in the day.
She's such a cutie. She is so cute. Mm-hmm. Like, I like her. And she has beautiful skin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone noticed, like, how clear her skin is. I notice that a lot.
You notice that.
Yeah, no, I do.
And I love that Brenda Song was in that movie because Brenda Song was great.
She is, yeah.
And I just love the music in that. That's literally one of my favorite movies, like, Disney Channel movies.
Wait, you know the... It's big as a farm, and it's more than me. You know the song that
goes at the end? Oh, yeah, that song, mm-hmm. that song. So, Annalise Vanderpool, Annalise from
yes,
That's a Raven.
Of course, yes.
She has her song that
Take
she...
Take me away! Yes.
The I'm so of the over.
Oh, yes. She has a beautiful voice, too.
I'm obsessed with that. I love Chelsea growing up.
Me too, yeah.
One of my favorites. But also, I just love all the, like, High School Musical movies.
Yes. Which one's your favorite?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know if I have a favorite. Mm-hmm. Because I really do love them all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe the second one.
It is interesting. A lot of people, when I ask that question, mm-hmm. say the second, which is funny because I remember seeing it, the premiere, and being, like, disappointed. But it is, like... It's so campy. I think I didn't understand.
Yeah, I remember it being just, like, super fun. A super
it is
fun
really
movie.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. What was, like, aside from Disney Channel, like, what was, like, what cult, like, I don't know, what kind of, like, stuff were you into in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s? I don't know how mm-hmm. much of a memory you have from the 90s
because
you were young.
I think I have a really good memory of my childhood because that
That's
was,
awesome.
Like, my happy time.
Yeah,
I loved
me too.
My childhood.
Yeah. Yeah. The literally why I have this podcast is because I love my childhood so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, besides Disney Channel, I did really love Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely loved Zoe 101.
I knew it! Yes! I'm so glad you said that. Yeah.
One of my favorites, just obsessed mm-hmm. with the theme song. And my favorite character on that show was, what was her name? Nicole?
Oh my God, I loved her too.
Yeah, she left. I mean, there's drama with that whole
thing.
Because
she had, like,
too.
She had issues with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah, and apparently, like, Britney Spears got involved with the drama too.
Yes, yeah.
Because
are you a big Britney fan?
I love Britney.
Okay,
yeah.
I love Britney. Yeah. I do too.
I loved The Hills and Laguna Beach.
Oh my God. We have so much in common.
Is
oh my God.
Be a long episode.
Yes, it will be. Yes.
Yeah, and then Laguna Beach, just obsessed with that one.
I was literally about to ask you. Laguna Beach is cool. I don't know. I'm a fan. Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll get into the movie now.
Okay.
So this is a special episode because we're reviewing a movie that's not technically a DCOM, but it's a movie I love and I loved as a kid. I've loved my whole life. It's called The Princess Diaries, if you've ever heard of it. And the reason why I wanted Robin on this episode is because one time we went to a Halloween party and she dressed up as Mia Thermopolis, a.k.a. Anne Hathaway's character. So, yeah, what does this movie mean to you?
So, this movie I've actually seen many times because
yes.
it's just one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yes,
and I just loved it. You know, I'm a big fan of a lot of, like, early 2000s, like, rom-com type
yes.
of movies.
Yes.
And this was just one of those movies, and that's where Anne Hathaway pretty much got her
yes.
start, and I love her.
Yes.
Like, one of my favorite actresses. I think this movie was just great, and I loved it.
It's perfect. Like, it's so funny. It's got such good writing. It's in San Francisco.
Oh, which yeah.
I love. Yeah, lovely movie. So, yeah, this movie came out July 29, 2001, which is the day this episode's going to come out, which is why I planned this all.
Oh, okay.
You planned it. 21 years ago, this movie can now drink. Robin, what do you think you were doing on July 29, 2001?
Okay, so that I was probably out of, like, first grade. So it was summer of first grade, so maybe I was just chilling at home. I was maybe, like, riding some scooters with my neighbors, maybe playing dolls, maybe watching some movies, TVs at home.
Yes.
That's what I'm assuming I was doing.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So let's get into it. Let's get into The Princess Diaries. So this is a movie that stars Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews. It's Anne Hathaway's big breakout role. So, yeah, what, I mean, we have so much to talk about, but what's your, like, first impressions of this movie? Did you see it in theaters?
I really can't remember if I saw it in theaters. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I just know that the opening scene I love because it's the song that goes, I'm so good, and I'm here to see the world. And that's just, like, I don't know, whenever I hear that and see that first scene, I'm just like, yes, like, this is the movie to watch.
It is.
No, so I love that beginning scene. And I love the whole plot line. I mean, I wish Genovia was an actual place. Because I thought it was growing up, and then I realized, oh wait, it's that is made really cool. up.
This movie has just got such, like, beautiful world building because it's, it combines the, like, real life stuff, like San Francisco, kind of the grittiness of what the city was then, and, like, this fake country and this, like, proper, well, I don't know, British lady, but, like, Genovian, so I guess, in Genovia they speak English, I guess, because in the second movie, like, they're speaking, so basically, like, it's a, like, a smaller version of Britain, whatever, we don't know, but yeah, so, movie is Anne Hathaway is this kind of nerd, and I don't know. I love this character, Mia Thermopolis, because we all kind of felt that way. I don't know. Did you? How much do you relate? I do.
I feel like I relate to Mia Thermopolis a lot. One, I definitely feel like I was very, like, nerdy, dorky, awkward like her. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I pretty much have hair like her. Like, my hair is, like, naturally curly like that.
Yeah.
And so I definitely feel like I could relate to her awkwardness.
Yeah.
And then it's cool that she, you know, gets turned into a princess and gets to live this, like, cool lifestyle. Even though at first she was like, what? Me? A princess? Shut up!
Iconic! But, basically she's, like, this girl lives in, like, this cool, like, okay, their apartment is so cool. It's like an ex-fighter house because it has a pole, and, like,
that is a cool pole.
I would die to, like, live in that apartment. And so it's, like, her and her single mom, and then her, like, grandma shows up one day and tells her, like, and she, like, a strange father who passed away. We don't ever find out how he died, right?
I don't think so. I just know that he died.
Yeah, which is, like, tragic. But anyway, so this grandma's been ignoring her for years, and she finally comes in to tell her that she's a princess. But before we get too much into that, there's so many iconic characters from this movie.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite, like, side characters? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. So I think the best friend, Lily.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, she's just cool because she's just so quirky.
Yeah.
She kind of gets a little bit jealous, or I guess upset that she's kind of changing.
Yeah.
Because they're both, like, kind of like the awkward girls, and like the mean girls, they hate on them, which, by the way, the mean girl is Mandy Moore.
Yes!
Who is amazing.
Mandy Moore is a blonde.
Yeah. Yes. And so I think also Mandy Moore's character is great.
Yeah, it's, like, a lot of good characters in this. Sandra Oh, isn't it? Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
From Grey's Anatomy?
Gupta.
Yeah! And in the beginning, like, she's, Mia Thermopolis, like, Anne Hathaway's like, hi, and she's like, good morning, Lily. Good morning, Lily's friend. And also, okay, do you remember the line where, like, she's sitting in the quad and then the guy sits on her, and then later she's like, someone sat on me again! So, like, there's so many iconic, like, lines about her being ignored.
Oh,
but she's just, like, a really good protagonist. But basically throughout the movie, like, she finds out she's supposed to be a princess, and she has to go through all this training. And, like, in the end, she can decide whether she wants to be a princess or not. But throughout that, there's, like, a lot of trials and tribulations. But, yeah, what did you think of Julie Andrews' character? What's her name? Clarice, right?
Clarice
Thermopolis,
yeah. I mean, I think she's great because she's so... I think she's a really nice grandma.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think she just wants the best for her granddaughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think she does really well at basically, like, getting Mia to, you know, get into her new position as a princess.
Yeah.
And obviously, Julie Andrews is a great actress.
She is,
and I think it's really cool that she was in this movie.
Me too. Yeah. I, like, I'm kind of surprised that they got her, especially because Anne Hathaway at this time wasn't really known.
Yeah, she wasn't known.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's great that she was in that movie, and I do love her character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do, too. I think she's very proper and... Like, but she has, like, down-to-earth sides and, like, some very cute parts. But, okay, so it shows, like, a lot of scenes where she's at her high school. And before she's a princess, everyone ignores her and thinks she's a nerd. And then she becomes a princess and everyone freaks out. And, like, people pretend to be, like, her best friend when they really weren't. And so it causes some, like, awkward drama. But... One person that was there all along for her. What do you think of her relationship with Michael, who's Lily's brother? What did you think of that?
I think he was always really sweet to her, and she definitely did have a crush on him.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, it wasn't just one-sided, like, he loved her.
I think she could have had a crush on him, but she was, like, just not ready to...
She was 15. She was so young,
I mean, obviously, like, she had a... big crush on this
Josh,
like,
Bryan
on that douchebag. But I do think that since that guy was really sweet to her, I do think that she liked him. She just, you know, didn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah, it's not like he's like a complete nerd. Like, he's in a band. He like works in a mechanic shop, and he's got a very like alternative, like, kind of like Beatles-y look.
No, he's pretty cool, but in like a very nice, chill way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, which, like, I like him. He was a cutie, and he, like, I liked how much he liked her. That was really adorable.
Yeah. He was nice to her, which was good.
He was. And there's a part where he's, like, playing the keyboard, and he has M&M's.
I do remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah, she also has, like, a really cute relationship with her single mom, and they're very close.
I do like her mom. Yeah. I think she's fun and quirky, and I love that whole, like, throwing the arrows at, like, the paint, the balloon paint thing. That seemed really fun. I want to try that
someday. We should do that sometime. It's, like, kind of like paintball. Her mom is very, like, San Francisco hippie-ish type of person. She's cool. I really like her, and she's very accepting and supportive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, their relationship is very sweet. But yeah, so I guess, like, we're kind of going out of order, but what did you think of the makeover scene?
Ooh, okay, so the makeover scene, I mean, I don't know, I loved it, but I do think it's messed up that when she went to school.
Yeah.
Everyone was just mean to her.
Which, she's beautiful, like, what? I know. Is that what they mean to her?
So they're gonna be mean to her whether she is, like, her awkward, quirky self or whether she looks like a princess, which is messed up.
I agree. But yeah, what did you think of the part where she went to, like, the beach party with, like, Josh Bryant, and then there was, like, Mandy Moore singing the Stupid Cupid song?
Oh, I love that song.
I do too, yeah. Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy.
I'd like to get you until you can't fly. But I remember where she was talking with her mom about having, like, that kiss where you pop your foot up.
Yes! Oh, my God. Wait, Robin, can I ask you about your first kiss?
My first kiss.
Was it romantic? I'm assuming it wasn't, because I feel like nobody says, but what was yours?
It's, like, hard to, like, think of what exactly was my first kiss.
Yes.
Like, I would say, like, my first kiss was, like, with my... boyfriend of 1 month, my freshman year of high school.
Yes.
And we literally just pecked. That's all we did.
Yeah.
Pecked. And, but then, it's like, and then my first actual makeout was with, like, one of my friends.
Yes.
My friend said that is a girl.
Yeah.
For a truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, those are, like, I guess what I would consider my first kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not romantic at all.
Yeah.
And even when it was with someone that I was into, I mean, it was kind of cute, but that wasn't until my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just, you know, just like a random kiss that you, you know, you try out in high school.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
My first kiss was with my current boyfriend. Oh. I mean, I don't know, it was sweet, and I'm, like, happy mm-hmm. with it, and it wasn't, like, in this movie, like, the guy forces himself on her. Like, it wasn't like that. It was very mutual, so.
That's good.
That's good. I was 18, which mm-hmm. is, like, kind of late, but I don't know. It is what it is.
I think that's a totally normal
you
age,
think
honestly.
So? Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I was a pretty late bloomer with, like, dating in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I didn't have any of that really in high school. Like, my boyfriend that I had freshman year, we did nothing.
Yeah.
And we both turned out, like, gay.
Yeah.
So, and then other than that, I didn't have any dating experience in high school.
Okay, so I guess, like, so she ends up going on this date, like, to this beach party, and she finds out the popular guy is a dick, of course, and she ends up kind of, like, getting this, like, big, like, celebrity scandal. They, like, take pictures of her and put her on, like, the tabloids, and she's, like, disgracing Genovia. So she just wants them, and she kind of, like, it's, like, a downward spiral of, like, everything in my life is going wrong, and she's, like, I don't even want to be a princess. And they're, like, well, you still need to, like, show up to this ball and announce whether you're going to do this or not. And she goes, so iconic, she shows up soaked. Jeans and a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Wet hair. And she, like, has this very awkward, very uneloquent speech. And, yeah, I guess that, like, why this movie is so good is that it kind of, like, relates to, like, the inner awkward kid in all of us. Yeah. And, like, it's so funny because, like, Anne Hathaway is, like, so beautiful and, like, elegant. But she always, like, I don't know. I feel like in everything she does, she always carries that inner, like, Mia Thermopolis in her. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's such a... I don't know. Are you a fan of any of her other movies?
Oh, I love Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Big fan. I mean, I love The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes!
I mean, in that movie, she kind of just starts off
very
as, like, a
similar.
Quirky,
yeah.
awkward
mm-hmm.
person, and then, yeah. you know, turns into this little fashionista.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie. I don't know why I can't think of any other movies of
her
right now.
Do you like
Bride
Wars?
Oh, I love Bride Wars.
Okay, that's one of my favorites.
Yes, that's one of my favorites,
that was
too.
One of my favorite high school movies,
yeah,
too,
I love Kate Hudson, too. No,
me too.
I do love that one.
And I like them together. I really, like, I don't know if they have any other movies together, but they're a good pair.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, okay. We have to return the movie. So, in the end, she accepts that she's like, I will be a princess, because this life, being a ruler of a country, is bigger than myself. And then in the end, she comes out in this beautiful gown.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I loved it.
Yes.
And she has that little dance.
Yes. I don't know. There's so many good parts of this movie, but this is one of the most iconic. It's like,
and then with that song.
We will talk about this. This movie has such an amazing soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I literally have the soundtrack in my car right now. It is so good. I remember getting it when I was like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what did you think of her in the beautiful gown and like her choosing who she wants to dance with? Oh my God.
Oh yeah. No, I was happy about that. Wait, was it? If I'm remembering correct, was it Mike?
Michael, she chooses to dance
okay, so
with Michael, so
Michael.
Lily's brother,
Oh, that's cute, but, like, nothing happens with that afterwards.
Okay, I'm
it,
so
right?
pissed. So they dance together. Okay. Oh, I love this. It's just, it very much reminds me of, like, Lizzie and Gordo, and any relationship that mirrors that is,
like at the end of the Lizzie McGuire movie,
yes!
when they have that little moment.
Yes! Oh, my God. I just, like, love a relationship with, like, any guy who's kind of nerdy, kind of, like, shy. Really modeled my taste in men. But she, like, chooses him to dance with because everyone has to, like, choose their special person. And then he's like, why me? And then she's like, because you noticed me when I was invisible.
Oh,
the line stuck with my
whole
fucking life. Yeah, so, and then, he kisses her. Like, she's talking a lot. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, interrupts her and he kisses her. And then she, like, pops. Like, she does a little pop. And she, like, kicks and she, like, turns all the fountains and lights on. It's
beautiful.
Oh, my
God, that was too cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's really precious. It's unfortunate because in the end of the movie, she's, like, flying to Genovia, which is awesome.
Because there's Princess Diaries 2.
Yes, which we'll do that eventually. I will have you back for that one. Because Raven's in it, so we
obviously have
to do it. Yes. So he's not in it, and she doesn't end up being with him, and I remember being really pissed about that.
Oh, I know, he wasn't even in it
no!
at all.
No! But Lily was.
Yeah, I love that she literally surprised her there.
I know.
That's cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the movie. What are your thoughts?
In general?
Yeah.
I loved the movie.
Yes. How can you not? Yeah.
I just think it's a really great, sweet movie, and it shows how people can evolve. You know, you can go from being, like, quirky and awkward to, like, beautiful, but also it's okay to be quirky and awkward. I think people should know that.
Yes.
I think it's also about, like, taking risks because, you know, this was going to change her entire life. Yeah. And then she took the risk and was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then her entire life has changed now because she's a princess and she's moving to Genovia.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Me too. I just think this is a really wholesome movie and a very, like, self-affirming movie. And I don't know. I just, like, it really holds a very special place in my life. And I watched it today as I watch every movie we review. And I was like, I don't know, like, I know so much of it that I'm like, I don't even really need to, like, take notes because I could remember parts. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably of any movie we've reviewed so far, this is the one I've seen the most because it's just so iconic, and I really loved it. But, yeah, very good movie. I would say this is probably the best quality movie of anything I reviewed so far. And that's,
oh, okay.
It just, I don't know. It's not a DCOM, so that's probably why. Like, it's a big budget movie, great writing.
That's true.
So before we move on to fashion, Robin, what did you think of the music from this movie? What are your favorite songs? Because it's got so much good music.
Yes, well, I do love the music. The ones that stick out to me are the ones at the very beginning.
Yes.
So the Supergirl. And then the last one, The Miracles Happen. And then I like the song that Mandy Moore sang.
Yes, Stupid Cupid.
I can't remember any other specific songs at the moment in the movie. Can you?
Yes. Okay. Because I have a soundtrack. Okay, so there's a song, like, it's Aaron Carter's song in it.
Oh.
That's like, bah, 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 which is like a cover from, like, whatever, some other time. And then there's this song called, I would urge anyone to listen to it because it's a very beautiful song that they play when, like, her and Josh Bryan are, like, slow dancing at the beach party. That's like, it's more than just a crush every time we touch.
Oh, yes,
it's
yes.
It's a very sweet song, even though, like, they don't end up being, like, anything together because he's, like, such a dick. But, like, I don't know. I would urge anyone listening to this podcast right now to listen to the soundtrack. It's very good. But, yeah, it's a very fun music. Oh, yeah, I remember when, like, soundtracks were, like, such a thing. Yeah.
No, the early 2000s movies that I love all had music that, like,
wait, which one?
Really resonated with me.
Oh, my God, I hope. I think, like,
in the movie Ice Princess, I love that movie. I think he has great songs.
Yes.
Let's see. I don't know if you've ever seen Raise Your Voice.
Oh my God, of course. I've seen literally every Hilary Duff movie. I love Raise Your Voice.
I love that movie. Love the music in that. Seen that movie many times. I used to watch it all the time.
Hop a fast train out of town.
Yeah.
Jericho, if you guys are wondering, yes.
Just like, I don't know, all those early 2000 movies I love.
Very fun. It's cool to, like, know people who, like, know such specific movies from, like, Hilary Duff's and, like, all those
exactly.
people. Yeah, very fun. So, I guess we'll move on to the fashion. What did you think of, like, this kind of fashion, kind of beauty-related, but what did you think of, like, Anne Hathaway's transformation from, like, the, I guess, bushy eyebrows, which, like, is interesting because back in the day, like,
they wanted the thin brows.
But, like, now it's, like, keep them bushy. But yeah, like, what did you think of her transformation from, like, curly hair and, like, big eyebrows to, like, a very, like, opalescent and, like, straight hair?
I mean, they definitely turned her from, like, the unpopular way of looking to, like, I would say, I guess, the popular. I mean, because everyone has always wanted the straight hair, at least from what I've seen, from what I've experienced.
Yeah.
And then they did make her, like, generically beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
a very good way of describing it,
And so, I do think that nowadays, like, having, like, the bushy eyebrows is more accepted.
Yes.
And also, she was very natural looking, like, they didn't even put much makeup on her, even when she did get the makeover.
Yeah.
And then, with the hair, I mean, people do love the curly hair, like the natural hair these days. Back then, it definitely was not appreciated, like in the early
2000s. No, it was all about straight hair.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, also because she did not do it well. She just had her frizzy hair.
Yes.
But I do think that it was a nice evolution of, like, making her from, like, awkward to, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
But beauty standards do change. Yes. That is, I definitely do think they do change.
And yeah.
They have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am glad about that because, like, I don't know. I love a makeover. I love anything fashion related. But, and like, with these movies, especially ones that are kind of older, you have to have, like, a critical eye, especially when I feel like they're kind of putting down certain, like, specific beauty, like, kind of norms, like curly hair. Interesting how things change, and I'm very happy with, like, how things have headed as far as, like, accepting your own hair texture, but, I don't know. I'm very, like, into, like, accepting who you are naturally.
That's good. Yeah. Me too, because, well, I am very naturally curly.
Yeah.
And so, always growing up, I wanted the straight hair, because that is what was seen as cool.
Yeah.
I thought that is what people thought was beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, I hated my curly hair when I was little, especially because I didn't know how to do it well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it looked terrible, honestly. Like, if I knew how to do it as a kid, even as a teenager in high school, maybe I would have liked it better.
Yeah.
But, I always wanted the straight hair, and then not until recently I learned how to do my curly hair, and then people now are embracing the curly hair, which is great, because you should embrace how you look.
Yes.
And how people look naturally. But yeah, there's definitely that evolution that
people go through. Which I think, like, and I don't want to talk out of turn, but I think everyone has to, like, go through an evolution of accepting themselves, whether that's personally or aesthetically or whatever, but, like, so that's kind of our comments on as far as, like, makeover, like, beauty stuff go. But, yeah, what did you think of the fashion in this movie? It's a lot of, like, private school fashion.
Yeah, a lot of private school fashion.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I never went to, a private school.
Yeah, neither did I.
I went to, I mean, my schools, like, my middle school had a, what's it called, a uniform. I mean, I do think, I always thought, like, private school uniforms were, like, kind of cute. But at the same time, I would never wanted to have to be in that situation where I would have to wear that.
I agree. There's, like, cute, I love a plaid skirt, but I wouldn't want to be forced to wear it every day. And I think, like, this movie is interesting because they, like, got to accessorize. Like, Lily, her best friend, like, wore, like, dark eyeliner, and, like, she had, like, a cute, like, kind of, like, handkerchief tie, and she was kind of punky, or at least for that time. But I don't know how much that would have actually, like, how much that would fly in, like, a regular school.
I guess it
depends
what school.
Yeah.
I do think, like, uniform is, like, good for people, but I also, like, back in high school, middle school, I definitely was, like, not pro-uniform. I was like, I don't want to wear a uniform.
I think individuality is very important. It's always been extremely important to me. Because clothes have always been important to me. So
yeah, and I feel like recently I've been, like, for my job, I have to wear all black clothing.
Is that it? Like, does that drive you insane? Or you
I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of sucks sometimes. Like, because obviously I just wish I could wear, like, something formal, even if it wasn't all black, you know?
Yeah.
But I do like to accessorize. I've learned to, like, get cute earrings, necklaces, bracelets, rings that, like, kind of, like, define me. And I'm like, okay, this is my individuality that I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's challenging to have to work within, like, a very confined, like, I guess, rule book of, like, what you're allowed to wear. I don't know. I don't understand why people police dress codes a lot, especially for women, because I don't know, I feel like a lot of times people are just asking you to cover up what specifically makes you a woman, and I think that's very much bullshit, because it's like, I didn't choose to look this way, I
guess.
Yeah.
Or like the whole, like, covering up your shoulders and not wearing spaghetti straps. I just think it's like bullshit. Like,
well, it's because guys have shoulders too.
I know.
What?
That's just crazy.
I know, we've gotten so far from what we were talking about. Okay, so a lot. Okay, this show also has, like, a lot of round sunglasses, a lot of scrunchies, a lot of, like, the queen wears a lot of, like, scarves over her shoulders. I like, okay, the movie has like very realistic fashion for that time, but I didn't like, there was nothing I was like wowed by other than her like dress at the end. What did you think?
They don't have like super like awesome fashion in this movie because it's mostly like private school stuff.
Yes.
And then like very fancy, elegant queen princess stuff.
Yes, very conservative.
So I mean, yeah, the queen dresses very conservative, but it is nice, elegant clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the most part, Mia Thermopolis is very casual. I do like her little beach outfit. I think it's cute.
I think so too. She has a little like sarong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do love the dress at the end. I do think that is a beautiful dress.
It's beautiful. It's very like Dior, like fitted to the waist, like strapless gown that goes to her like the ankle. It's white. I'm not a huge fan of white dresses on me in particular, but I think white dresses just, like, look better on people with dark hair. I don't know. What color was, do you wear white dresses? What's your opinion?
I have one white dress. I think one. And I think it complements my skin great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I do like the white look.
Yes. I remember one time I went to, like, this, your birthday's in October, right?
November.
But, like, I went to, like, one of Robin's birthdays, and we went to this club, and she was dressed as an angel. Maybe that was Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah, that was Halloween. Yeah.
But then I went to your birthday.
Halloween.
It was close together. Anyway, Robin was dressed like an angel. She looked beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. And it, like, really did compliment your skin.
No, I literally had, like, fake blood on me, so it was
Halloween. Oh, my God. Wait, were you, like, a bloody angel?
I think I was, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, maybe, like, dead angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I truly, I don't know. I don't think white's my color particularly. What color was your prom dress?
It was purple. I was so set on this purple dress.
Okay, yeah.
And then it had like little rhinestone diamonds at the top.
Oh my God. I love it.
Yeah, so that was the dress I was so set on. But then when I look back, I'm like, I could have gotten a way cuter dress.
But I don't know. I was very... So, my high school, like, we had junior and senior prom. My junior year, I think I've definitely mentioned this on the podcast, I wore a ruched blue leopard print dress with, like, mermaid with, like, ruffles at the bottom. It was out there. And then my senior year, I really wanted a pink dress. So, I wore this pink dress that I didn't even like, but it was literally the only one I had left. So, I don't know. But yeah, so I know we're getting so caught up on like fashion in our life that we're like, just this movie, like the fashion is important because it's pretty like standard, pretty like plain, very much of that era of like the early 2000s, but like kind of the boring part of it. But like, I wouldn't want this movie to be very out there because she's supposed to be kind of like a regular, like an average Joe type of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which like makes sense for her. But yeah. Yeah, so, like, I don't know, it kind of contrasts her wearing, like, private school uniforms with, like, Clarice, like, Julie Andrews wearing, like, kind of fancy, like, a lot of, like, scarves, a lot of, like, skirt suits, very Hillary Clinton. yeah, so that was the fashion. What's your relationship with fashion in your life? Like, what's your experience with it?
I love fashion, and I don't mean, like, high fashion, as in, like, I know all the like, high-end brands, but I love... Like, I love dressing up really cute.
Yes.
I love...
And she always looks cute.
Oh, thanks. No, you too. You have some cool fashion.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, and so, no, I really do love dressing up and looking cute, and I definitely love a good, like, cute fashion moment.
Yes. You're always showing a look. Yeah, always turning a look. Do you think, like, do you have moments in your life where you look back and you're like, ugh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely, like, even, like, recently, like in college, like, I'll, like, see some of the outfits, and I'm just like, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll look at a certain hairstyle. Like, I used to do a side braid for some years, like, starting back in high school until college, and I'm like, that is terrible. Why did I ever do that hairstyle? And why did I do it so often?
Yeah.
And then elementary school, let's see, middle school. In middle school, I can't remember a lot of... Well, no, I do remember my fashion. I remember
God, thinking about middle school for anyone and what they wore and what they looked like is just traumatic.
Yeah. I mean, because I remember there was this one day we could dress up as, like, what we wanted to be when we were older.
Aww.
And for me, that was an actress.
I love it. I love
and
it.
And so, like, I thought I would dress in, like, just, like, a cute casual but, like, actress-looking outfit. Yes. It was horrible. It was just, like, jeans and, like, this, like, kind of, like, sweater looking thing, and it's just ugly. Like,
really?
I don't know why that I would think celebrity for that.
Yeah.
And then elementary school, like, I remember wearing those gauchos. I don't know if you remember.
Oh my god,
those.
Of course those, I remember
really
those. Yes. I have one pair, but they're not like, okay, so back in the day, gauchos, like, they came in like a jersey knit, so it's very stretchy and very, like, kind of like sweatpants, but like, they flowy, but, like, too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I definitely remember having, like, some of the iconic, like, early 2000s looks back in elementary school.
Did you ever have a poncho?
I did. Actually, my mom made me a poncho.
Oh, that's very cute.
And I might still have it in my closet just because. Yeah. But it was, like, this, like, cute little pink one.
Okay, yeah.
That she knitted. But I know that was definitely a thing back then.
It was. I feel like a lot of people wore a poncho with gaucho, so very, like, triangularly shaped.
Yeah. And there was, like, floral leggings that I had.
Oh my god, yes. I remember when, I was in sixth grade, so you must have been in fifth grade when, like, skinny jeans and, like, leggings under a denim mini skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was all big. And a lace tank top under a t-shirt, so you see the lace at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the thing. And so I remember when that was, like, becoming in fashion, I was like, wow, things are really changing. Because, like, when in the 2000s, it was very much, like, a flare jean, which is kind of, like, what's also kind of, like, flared or, like, looser leg jean. So it's interesting how things change. But, yeah, so that was fashion. Fun. What's your favorite character from this movie?
From the movie?
Yes.
I mean, I do think probably Mia Thermopolis, even though I think at times, like, I feel like she could be unlikable at times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think she would be my favorite character.
I think so, too. I think she's one of the best, like, main characters ever written for, like, a Disney movie. She's just really down to earth.
Or even Joe, the driver.
Oh, I love Joe, too. Okay. I think he's great. He's such a nice guy. And I like that him and, like, Clarice have a thing. Like, Julie Andrews. Because, like, I don't know. She's not, like, she is a queen, but she's not so, like, high and mighty that she wouldn't date, like, a limo driver because he's a sweet guy. And he's nice to her, and I don't know. I have, like, a thing for, like, couples who get together when they're older just because it's, like, I don't know. Everyone deserves a second chance at love.
That's true.
It really makes me happy. I don't know. I've always had, like, a very soft spot for that. But, yeah. Mia, I think she is my favorite character. I like Michael a lot, but I like Michael because, like, I like them together. I think they're very sweet. I love Lily. She's hilarious. And I love the mom, too. And it's so many because she's such a sweetheart. I, like, want artsy, supportive mom, and I love when moms and daughters have a close relationship.
Yeah,
and
same. Yeah. Because I have a close relationship with
you
my
do.
Mom,
so that makes me so happy.
She's my bestie.
She is. That's very sweet. That always makes me really happy when moms and daughters can have close relationships.
Yeah.
If I ever have a daughter, which I don't know if that'll happen, I hope that she likes me. Oh my god, wouldn't that be crazy? Okay, if you're my future daughter and you're listening to this, it's kind of crazy. Wait, do you think your future daughter's
I don't know.
Oh my god.
If I have one, I'll probably make her listen to
me. Yes, yes. Oh my god. Hi, future Jana and Robin children. Whatever. So yeah, I guess we are wrapping up. Is there any place you want people to follow you?
Ooh, okay. So, my username on basically every platform is @thatroyalchick. So it's @thatroyalchick. And that actually stemmed from, like, MySpace back in the day.
MySpace! So, oh my god!
Yeah,
oh my god.
I remember there was this, like,
I love them.
There was this random, like, internet girl that would go by That Cyrus Chick, even though she wasn't, like, family with the Cyruses.
Yes.
Maybe that is her actual last name. But she would just go by That Cyrus Chick. I was like, let me go by That Royal Chick. And so I've gone by that ever since. So you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and I've also got a YouTube, which I don't really post on, but I definitely am gonna post on at some point.
Yes.
That Royal Chick, so you can follow me on those social medias.
Yes. Oh my god. Oh, follow her. She's very fun. Okay, if you want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on YouTube and Instagram, and for this podcast, I am Decom Divas on Instagram and TikTok, and decomdivaspod@gmail.com if you want to request any movies. Robin, is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world today? It could be as silly or as meaningful as you want it to be. Literally, you can say anything. Okay. What do you want to say to the world people listening?
I just think that everyone should be a little bit more kind to everyone, because you just never know what people are going through. So be kind, be understanding to the people around you, and give love and receive love in your life. And even though life is hard and life is full of, you know, horrible things, you gotta keep the optimistic positiveness in you, because, you know, we've got this life to live.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being on this. I am very sad that I haven't seen you in such a long time, so thank you for being on this.
Yay.
Literally, when I started being like, okay, I'm gonna have guests on my podcast now, I'm like, who else is like obsessed with Disney Channel? Robin! So I'm so glad you came. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming here to be on the green couch. And thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye!
Bye!